The Indonesian bishops, along with the leaders of other religious minorities, met with the Indonesian parliament earlier this month. Speaking on behalf of the bishops, Monsignor Pusha Sumarta, Bishop of West Java and Secretary General of the Indonesian Bishops' Conference, reminded the lawmakers of the many Christian and Catholic churches that have been burned down or closed down by Islamic extremist groups in recent months. Yesterday, the Constitutional Court in Jakarta held its first session to review Indonesia's 1965 law against religious blasphemy. Angela Wu, International Director of the Beckett Fund, says the Blasphemy Act is irreconcilable with Indonesia's constitution, which guarantees freedom of religion to all people.
The environment in Indonesia is becoming increasingly oppressive, and it stands at a precipice. It is the world's most populous Muslim country, supposed to be the third largest democracy in the world. But it does have a history of pluralism. And even the blasphemy law does recognize a variety of faiths and protects a variety of faiths. The real issue comes down to the role that the state is going to take in religious dialogue, in religious conversation, whether it's going to protect people's ability to explore questions of truth and truth claims, or whether it's going to decide what the truth is on its own and then defend that. In any situation where the state interferes in matters of theology or in matters of religious doctrine, invariably minorities are affected disproportionately. And so what we've heard from many of the religious minorities in Indonesia is that the environment for them, the ability to practice and worship freely according to their conscience and peacefully, is increasingly difficult.